This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of you have asked me about certain cities and states and their water quality. And, you know, I'll ask my husband all the time. You know, we'll go into a hotel, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm thirsty, so we'll get some ice, and then I'll get some water from the tap. And then I'll ask him, goes, is the water good here? He's like, oh, yeah, the water is great in this town. Okay, and one city of which he's told me was New York City. Said, oh, yeah, the water is great in New York City. Well, it's very interesting. I'm looking at a report here from the Huffington Post, and they look at some of the top cities, the top tap water cities in America, and New York City. They say more than 1 billion gallons of sweet, mineral-rich water travels over 125 miles from carefully guarded Catskill Mountain reservoirs. And so New York City water, I've tasted it. I like it. I like it a lot. So I guess that's why. Next is Stevens Point, Wisconsin. According to Huffington Post, it's pulled from aquifers and treated with chlorine, fluoride, and phosphate. Yum. And they say the silky clean sip topped the American Water Works Association taste test. Wow, I guess there's an American Water Works Association. Yeah, and I guess there's a taste test. Chicago. They said moderately hard Lake Michigan water is filtered through carbon and sand for their clean-tasting, yummy water. That's Chicago. These are, and this isn't in facetious or jest, this is, these are the top city's water, I guess, in terms of taste. And, it's taste. I'm hoping is healthy as well. They say Denver, obviously the Rocky Mountains. They say it's a little mineral and grassy tasting. Manchester, New Hampshire uses soft Lake Massabesic water, is purified with ozone, and it has also earned kudos from the Partnership for Safe Water for its quality. Oh, that's pretty. Fort Collins, Colorado, from Cache-le-Porte River. It's coal-filtered and chlorine-treated for their crisp flavor. Greenville, South Carolina, they use a pristine, they say, 26,000-acre area from the Blue Ridge Foothills, which is where their water comes from. Silverdale, Washington, a deep green mountain aquifer, I guess, uses rainwater and their rainwater fresh water can be consumed untreated. Huh. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. They use 6 man-made lakes. They filter them, treat with ozone, and their water won contest from the AWWA. Louisville, Kentucky, sand and gravel filtration, and I guess hundreds of daily tests ensure that water from the not-so-untested Ohio River comes to them. What about countries, though? This was an interesting article I found. Apparently, there's this infographic that has been revealed over the last couple days of different destinations in Europe where you can and cannot drink tap water. They say usually most of Western Europe you're good, okay? But they say if you're going to be over the border of Slovakia, you may want to use bottled water. Now, this is an infographic, okay, that comes from, let me see, on, let me see where it says here. I don't know who to give credit for this for. Okay. It doesn't say. All right. This infographic saying a European traveler's guide to drinking water where you can and can't drink tap water in Europe. So Iceland, Finland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Ireland, Greece, all the way south to Malta. Of course, Italy, Spain, Portugal, France. So Western Europe, fine. They say where you cannot drink tap water is you see Kazakhstan, Georgia, Armenia, Turkey, Cyprus. But this is tap water they urge to not drink. Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Romania, Bulgaria, Albania, and they say consider any bodies of water you swim in are safe as well as just drinking water. Try not to get water in your mouth when you shower, and always use soap. They say remember that brushing your teeth, wash salad and fruits and ice in your drink are other potential sources of contaminated water. They say bottled water is readily available almost everywhere in Europe, so don't worry too much about the tap water safety unless you really have to. In many instances, your safest bet is to stick to bottled water wherever possible. They go, for sure, always buy bottled water. You know, that blows my mind. I mean, you know, it's an industry now. I can't stand having to buy my water, okay? Water was always supposed to be free. I remember we talk about, you know, the only free things in life are water, and now we're finding it's not. And the amount of money we spend, I got to tell you, one thing that really concerns me about the water that we're using is the plastic bottles. I think that's also leading to our obesity crisis because our food is surrounded by plastics. I mean, our food used to be eaten fresh, or maybe we would surround it in foil or that Pyrex or ceramic, etc. And now everything's with plastics, and plastic leach chemicals, BPA, etc. And I am a big, heavy bottled water drinker because, you know, I bring a bottle of water with me when I work out. Then I drink it. I mean, remember we used to use the sparklets and then make fun of the blip, 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 blip. You know, every time you would, you know, every time it would kind of plunge in, you know, to deal with the vacuum of the water that you were pouring. But the sparklets water bottles were too heavy to carry. You were worried about mold. I loved watching the sparklets water guys come over. Remember my mom would put her makeup on and I'm like, you know, why? Are we going out? No. Sparklets water guy, oh, can you bring that bottle in? You know, and then, you know, he'd leave and, you know, say, I mean, not, my mom didn't sleep with them, obviously, but I was flirting with them too. Okay, and I was only 5. So anyway, really, really like sparkles water. And then sparkles, it looks all glittery, right? You know, so it looks like, you know, it's like really glittery water. I love sparkles water. So now we just do the individual bottles, but we're getting plastics in us. And I don't know how safe that is. So, you know, tap water, certain countries, you got to be careful. But it was very interesting with the states. So New York City, Chicago, they're doing pretty well. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we got a lot to talk about, including coffee making us go deaf. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, many of you over the weekend had calls and questions, and let's get those answered. Let's go right to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I.
Hello, Dr. Dahlia. My name is Tony, and I spoke to you a couple of years ago about bad treatment at a local hospital. I have a colostomy and a nephrostomy, and I also called you again. We were talking about medications, and I do take the Norco 4 times a day, and it's very unfortunate because I have to go back for this colon resection surgery. And I'm extremely frightened, just as I was before, where all the hell I went through. And I'm more concerned. I've put off the surgery for 2.5 years now, and I'm concerned about being on the MPO status that I can't even have ice chips again, because that was the biggest thing that of all the hell that I went through 3 years ago. And the biggest thing is I wasn't able to have anything to drink or any ice chips or anything for 6 months. And I have to go back and do this again, and I have to have it at the same horrible hospital because my colon resection surgeon isn't, you know, he's only available there. So have a nice day and answer my question if you can and when you can. Thank you. Good night.
Well, I wish I could talk to you live. I know you listen to the show at night on one of the affiliates, and I mean, if I remember correctly, what you went through hopefully will never, ever, ever happen again. For you to 6 months not be able to eat, I mean, wow, I don't blame you for being scared and frightened, and I mean, wow, I couldn't even imagine. A concern I have is I know you didn't want to go to this one hospital, and we talked about, you know, talking to your insurance about your options, but it sounds like obviously you've done that ad nauseum and found that, you know, the only, you know, hospital you could go to and is the one that they assigned you to. And if I remember correctly, you had a complication of the surgery, and that's why what should have had you out in a very short period of time unfortunately turned into a six-month ordeal. This NPO, where you're not allowed to eat anything but ice chips, is supposed to be a very temporary order, such that you don't eat or drink anything prior to your surgery. And then, while going through the colostomy, we very slowly advance your diet because you've lost part of your colon. There is a time limit to that. It shouldn't be 6 months. Your concerns, obviously, are valid. I would love to know what your doctor has suggested to hopefully, you know, put you at ease. You know, the reason why they don't let you eat is obviously, you know, if you're going to be having surgery, you can't have food in your system, because if you aspirate, if your GI tract is active and you reflux any food from the esophagus, it could very easily go up the esophagus and into your lungs when you're under anesthesia. And getting food into your lungs prevents the lungs from transmitting oxygen, and it could also cause pneumonia. It's very dangerous. It's called aspiration. So when you aspirate something, you could unfortunately get an aspiration pneumonia, it definitely respiratorily compromises you. So nobody's going to ever change that rule. We do not do surgery on people who've eaten. It's always NPO. That's something that will never change, and it's a very frustrating aspect. You know, it's funny. I've had lots of surgeries, and I thought I would not handle that NPO well. It's interesting. When you have surgery early in the morning, you don't notice it. It's really not that big a deal. You get up, you brush your teeth, you know, and, you know, many of you that have ever done a fast or ritualistic fast, it's doable. You wake up, you know, you as long as I'm allowed to brush my teeth, you know, you brush your teeth. Sometimes they even let you swallow your pills and swallow your medications with a sip of water. But that's doable. What's not doable is if you are going to be the 5 p.m. surgery, and then you're sitting there going, how long do I have to wait? And that's very, very frustrating. But what you're talking about is after the surgery, post-op, you are NPO where you're not allowed to eat for a very extended period of time. And, you know, the other thing that they should also be doing is for people that can't, you know, take in orals, if God forbid that happens to you, they do IV medications or even... Oh, did I? or feeding tubes. Or what they can do is put a feeding tube, and that gets food into your stomach. But it's frustrating. I'm so sorry you're going through this. I wish I could make this easier on you. And, you know, please keep us posted. I'd like to know when that surgery is happening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We love your questions. We love your calls. Even if you're listening to me and I'm not live at the time, because I'm live every morning. morning from 9 to 11 on Pacific time, AM. Would love to have you call in, answer, and ask your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So coffee, especially caffeinated coffee, may be making you deaf. They say according to research by the McGill University in Canada, that's not just you drinking the coffee, okay? There's a little twist to this. Regular caffeine consumption can greatly impede hearing recovery from loud noise, and it may even make the damage permanent. So when your ear is exposed to loud noise, you could lose hearing, right? We've all done that. We've gone to large, concerts, or mom was screaming in your ear or whatever. And according to this, Dr. Faisizo Wawi, an otolaryngologist at McGill, he says when the ear is exposed to loud noise, okay, it's called an auditory temporary threshold shift when you lose hearing. This disorder is usually reversible in the first 72 hours after the exposure, but if symptoms persist, the damage could become permanent. The researchers found this impact through an experiment on guinea pigs. They grouped the pigs and tested them in environments of noise without coffee and noise with coffee. The noise the animals were exposed to for 1 hour per day is similar as what people hear at a rock concert. Oh gosh, I hate the way my ears feel after a rock concert. I don't go anymore. Is it that I'm old? You know, one of my first concerts was Chicago. Yeah, with Peter Cetera. Oh man, love Chicago. Now that's that. I'm dating myself. All right. So the researchers looked at guinea pigs, and they test them with the coffee. Like I said, after 8 days, significant difference of hearing loss is recorded between the two groups. And in 2015, the European Food Safety Authority published an advice that caffeine intakes from all sources up to 400 milligrams per day and single doses of 200 milligrams might be safe for adults. But according to this research, they said exposure to loud noises coupled with daily consumption of 25 milligrams of caffeine may have a clear impact on hearing recovery.
No,
go ahead.
I'm screwed.
I know.
I'm so done. I work so many nightclubs and I drink so much coffee. And I might be a good test subject to prove otherwise, though, because we did a little test here. We had a frequency generator, and we sat here, and everybody tried to listen to the highest frequencies, and I made it further than anybody. So I might call a bit of BS on this, but I don't know like the measurements in which they're using either. Like, are we talking like, am I literally not going to be able to hear certain decibels at certain frequencies, or
right.
Are we like fractions of decibels? What are we talking here?
Well, and here's my thing. Okay, I'm hard of hearing. I've been diagnosed as being hard of hearing. Yeah, I know. And I don't drink coffee. So I've had Coca-Cola a lot, but in terms of that, I kind of think BS too. What made them decide to find guinea pigs and test this? I mean, where did they even come up with that? But that's there's obviously an industry.
That's all I can say. Guinea pigs don't like rock and roll. Everybody should know that by now.
I know, and they don't usually drink coffee. So if they found an issue when it came to their hearing, maybe it's because they just don't usually drink coffee anyway. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's funny. But we're screwed anyway. No, my hearing is really bad, and it's just because I always had Walkman, and it's the foam that was by my ear, the loud sounds. This was before Tom was born. Tom, did you ever like have a Walkman like when you were in the womb?
I did not have a Walkman. I was around for that era. I grew up with the rotary dial princess phone in my house, and that was our only out. So I grew up in an antique museum, basically.
Okay.
I did not have that much experience with them. We had them. It was too hard to climb trees and go play in the swamp and get all mucky and
right,
dirty
with
and
them.
Chase turtles. Yeah.
Yeah, but they were revolutionary in the 80s. You could listen to your own music, so I could rock out to Aerosmith or to Def Leppard, and nobody else would hear me. You know, it was great.
No, they'd hear you and only you and not
yeah.
the music.
Yeah. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything: refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so over the weekend, we had the first quote-unquote Zika-related death in the continental U.S. reported in Utah. Now, I cannot say for 100% that Zika killed this woman, but I wouldn't be surprised obviously if it played a role. Utah health officials said Friday that the death of an elderly patient at the end of June was related to the Zika virus. The unidentified resident of Salt Lake County had traveled to an undisclosed destination where the virus was circulating. The cause of death has not been determined. They said this person had an underlying medical condition and tested positive for Zika, so we know it contributed to the death, but we don't know that it was the sole cause of death, according to Dr. Dagmar Vitek, medical director for the Salt Lake County Department of Health. They said it may not be possible to determine how the Zika infection contributed to the death. Laboratory confirmation of the virus did not come back until after the individual had died. And you wonder, you know, I mean, they were looking for it. How many people look for it? So, you know, you wonder if more people, unfortunately, do. They say apparently because of, you know, health privacy laws, understandable, so no additional information about the patient will be released. To date, there have been no locally transmitted cases of Zika in the United States from a mosquito, but there are 1,100 travel-related cases, according to the CDC. As we know, the virus can cause devastating birth defects in children, you know, because of the microcephaly where the skull is born small, and could cause neurological issues as well. Usually the Aedes aegypti mosquito or the Aedes albopictus mosquito, which carries Zika, usually is not in Utah. Now, the virus can also cause Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a condition which the body's immune system attacks nerves, and it could also cause temporary paralysis. Now, who else has died, okay, not within the continental U.S. of Zika? Well, there was a 70-year-old Puerto Rican man, and he died from complications of the virus in February. No other known Zika-related deaths. Now, how did he die? Well, he died from idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura. So this is where you have excessive bruising and bleeding because you lose your platelets. Your platelets are your clotting factors. So this immune thrombocytopenia happens a lot of times after a viral infection. Now, kids may get it, and then usually recover fully without treatment. With adults, it could be long-term. This could be very deadly because if you lose your platelets, you need continual platelet transfusions as well as IVIG, something to stop your body's immune system from fighting your platelet count. You know, I told you one of my relatives was brushing his teeth one morning. And he was bleeding more than he usually bleeds when he brushes his teeth. So he goes, well, that's odd. Then he goes to work and his nose starts to bleed a lot. So he ends up going to the hospital and his platelets were almost zero. So his body had just decided one day to start attacking his platelets. And so, unfortunately, he was starting to bleed internally. And this is how you can die. So what's very scary is how Zika, in this 70-year-old Puerto Rican man, not the Utah woman, because we don't know exactly what happened to the Utah woman and how she died. We're still waiting on that. But with this 70-year-old Puerto Rican gentleman, obviously what happened is, I mean, I don't want to say obvious, but what we're deducing happened is the virus incited and started this cascade of symptoms where his immune system decided to start fighting and killing off platelets. Now remember, platelets are produced in the bone marrow. So what they do is they clump together, they're very sticky, and they stop bleeding. They form a clot that seals cuts and small tears. So having platelets is extremely important. And you know how we're talking about blood donation and how we need people to donate platelets every couple weeks? I mean, you know, more so than your 56 days with donating whole blood or red blood cells, you know, platelets, obviously a very, very important part of blood. And so people with ITP, a lot of times you'll see purpura, where these are bruises, okay? Purpura is like bruises. Or you'll see this within the inside membranes of the mouth. Why? Because you're starting to bleed. Petechiae is a small bruise. It kind of looks like a rash. So whenever I see somebody that has these weird red dots on their skin all of a sudden, I immediately check their blood count, and I immediately check their platelets to make sure they're not bleeding, you know, internally. So it is more common in women than men. Children are more likely to get this after like a viral illness like mumps or measles, but we don't really see mumps or measles that much anymore because of the vaccination. There's the acute and the chronic. The acute is the most common form. It lasts less than 6 months, and we see this more in kids, but the chronic can last 6 months or longer. We see it in adults, sometimes teenagers and kids, etc. So idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura is idiopathic. We don't know. Idiopathic means unknown cause. So we don't know. Something triggers the autoimmune response that causes your immune system to think platelets are bad guys. They think platelets are foreign bodies, so all of a sudden your body decides to turn around and kill off your own platelets. The immune system produces antibodies then that marks platelets for destruction, and then they go off to the spleen, so now your platelet count is lower. So if you, God forbid, get into a car accident or you just are brushing your teeth, you'll start to bleed. The most symptoms, common symptoms are bruising easily, these petechiae, bleeding from the gums during dental work, blood in the urine, blood in the stool. Your period could be very heavy. Prolonged bleeding from cuts. You know, you cut yourself, you're like, it's just a paper cut. Why am I still bleeding? Or if you bleed profusely during surgery. Most people with ITP, they have no symptoms. So this is being reported by Healthline. So sometimes we use steroids. Sometimes we use IVIG, which is the intravenous immunoglobulin, thrombopoietin receptor agonist, immunosuppressants. And sometimes we also use antibiotics because sometimes people can get infection. But here's the thing, okay? Why Zika? All right? You know, and so what this brings into light and what we need to look at and study and research is we have an elderly woman who dies. Yes, she had a comorbid condition, so we don't know what her other medical condition was because of patient privacy, and understandably so. But she gets Zika, and now she's more vulnerable. So Zika, putting somebody into a state of inflammation or an autoimmune state, could be enough to kill somebody who's already vulnerable. And so what we need to do now is again, highlight that Zika isn't just a pregnant woman problem. You know, even though people are very concerned about pregnant women and they're concerned about their babies, it doesn't scare them like Ebola did. Ebola scared the hell out of everybody. So everybody was afraid with Ebola. Yeah, people aren't, they're just not afraid of Zika because many times it doesn't affect them directly. According to this, it can. So if you have a medical condition or it decides to throw you into ITP, you can die. Now, because the media isn't reporting the deaths to the degree that we, you know, because, you know, there aren't as many, thank God, as we saw with Ebola, people aren't thinking about that. So my recommendation is if you do travel to a Zika endemic area in Brazil or, you know, South America or the Caribbean or Mexico, et cetera, and you come back to the United States, you let your doctor know. And get tested. And if you do have Zika, then you're going to have to be watched a little more closely. And we're going to have to keep an eye on the what could be possibly manifesting from that. But a concern I have is heart. Okay, remember how we talked about any condition that causes inflammation could possibly induce a heart attack? We're looking at people with psoriasis being more at risk for heart attack and stroke. And if you have gingivitis and dental issues, you could be more at risk for heart attack and stroke. All right, well, they, you know, what if getting Zika, a virus such as Zika, that obviously is one tricky, weird sort of virus, could that put you at risk? You know, we talk about how, you know, wintertime is some of the most dangerous time for heart disease because of the stress, but we also forget because of infection too. If you suffer from infection, then you know, you could be more at risk from the stress. But anything that could incite an inflammatory response, I really panic about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
My My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Please note, attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. So, you know how we've talked about medical marijuana and legalizing marijuana, and I don't have a problem with marijuana being legal at all if we have the infrastructure ready and in place. Well, here's an unfortunate example of how the infrastructure is not in place. Apparently, many marijuana shops are forced to do business in cash. Now we're being told that many of them are becoming targets of violent robberies, according to the LA Times. Apparently, there was a killing of a marijuana store security guard in Colorado and a wounding of another guard in San Bernardino. And these are the latest examples of the crime lure that are posed by cash-only pot dispensaries. They say while those armed robbery attempts and a pot store shootout in Walnut Park in L.A. were unfolding this month, Democratic-sponsored legislation that could have led to more dispensaries offering plastic and electronic payments in lieu of cash was blocked, they say, by House Republicans. They say moments such as this unfortunately remind us that the cash-based nature of the legal cannabis industry here in Colorado make these dispensaries and cultivation facilities prime targets. I have no idea what the political back and forth is. I mean, the one thing I do know is many bills have other things attached to it, so I'm kind of confused as to why a store would be mandated to only operate in cash. But then on the other hand, you know, I see what's happening with credit card purchases. I can't tell you how many times my credit card doesn't work. And I call the credit card company, and they go, well, we were unsure if there was unusual activity. You know, you went to a McDonald's, you know, in this city. And I'm like, well, I am in that city, you know, so, you know, and I know you guys could follow us looking at our, you know, our purchasing. You know exactly where my Southwest Airlines flight is, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, thank you for making sure that, you know, my card isn't being misused. But my card is just blocked without them even telling me. So I can't even use my card at times until I call them. And what I think has been happening with a lot of credit card companies is they are so sick of people stealing cards or stealing numbers. And you know how many credit card companies say, look, you are not responsible for the fraudulent charges. That, you know, I was wondering, I go, how do the credit card companies, you know, deal with all the financial losses of having to pay for fraudulent charges? Well, it looks like what they're doing now to fight back is they're preemptively stopping the card before you even have a chance to be stolen from. And then I notice many times my card isn't working. I'm now at the point where every time I use my card, I stress if it's going to work or not, and it hasn't even been stolen. So I can understand why a marijuana store, you know, could have an issue where, you know, somebody uses a stolen credit card to get pot, and then you can't collect the money or collect it all. And you know, some business owners, they like collecting cash. They like knowing that I'm going to get cash and I don't have to pay credit card fees. But now we're looking at these stores being huge targets. They see a former Marine with a wife and three children, Travis Mason, a 24-year-old Colorado pot store guard, was shot in the head on June 19th by two armed robbers at the Greenheart Pot Dispensary in Aurora, a Denver suburb. By the way, Aurora, right? Remember the Aurora, Colorado shooting in the James Holmes with the Dark Knight movie showing? It was only his second week on the job. The would-be robbers fled without any money. They're still being sought. Rewards totaling $12,000 have been offered for their capture. They say this incredibly sad situation underscores the public safety risk faced by our industry due to the fact that we don't have access to banking. You know, it's very, very frustrating to me, because we legalize something just like with the Affordable Care Act, and then we don't look at the possible ramifications. And I'm not saying the legislatures caused this. We just, you know, you have to, whenever you decide to do a bombshell of a law, you need to look 200 steps down the line. And that's probably why Congress and most legislatures don't really get a lot done, because somebody is looking at step 199 or but I'm surprised this wasn't thought of. If you have a cash only law, I had no idea, cash only law at these places, obviously, duh. I mean, that would be step one, going, okay, well, what do we do to protect them? Okay, well, then they have to have an armed guard. By the way, you know, owning one of these legal dispensaries, I mean, it's still pretty expensive. Yeah, you may be raking in the dough, but it's not very easy to run. They say recreational use of marijuana is dominated by Western states. It's legal in Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Alaska, Washington, D.C. 25 states in the District of Columbia allow some sort of recreational or medical marijuana use. They say California, Nevada, and 6 other states could make marijuana legal in the majority of U.S. states in November when they vote on legislation measures. Marijuana Business Daily reports that potential ballot measures loom in other 6 states and predicts that legal pot could become an $8 billion industry in the United States by 2018. However, it's still illegal under federal law. So most banks steer clear of the industry, which is why dispensaries have to deal in cash. So the Senate recently approved legislation to protect banks against repercussions if they do business with marijuana dispensaries, but I think it got blocked in the House. So we'll keep you posted on that, but a cash-only business is a hazard. 35-year-old San Bernardino medical marijuana dispensary guard was shot in the head. He survived but remains in critical condition. And the robbers did in San Bernardino get away with a lot of the cash. And, you know, by the way, these are no gun zones. I mean, these are where guns are illegal. Aurora, Colorado, San Bernardino. So, another point, the bad guys are getting the guns. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of us who were yelled at as kids for sucking our thumb, now we could go back to our parents and go, ha, ha. Because young children who suck their thumbs or bite their nails may be less likely to develop allergies later in childhood. The results do not suggest that the kids should start sucking their thumb, but they say in this study the findings do suggest that the habits help protect against allergies that persist into adulthood. Many parents discourage these habits, and they do not have enough evidence to change this. But remember, kids putting things in their mouth, that was a it's a way for kids to introduce bacteria into their mouths. I mean, you know, you're always like, oh, you know, kids need to keep their hands out of their mouths. Well, the reason why kids do that is because that's their instinctual nature to, get close with nature. In the study, researchers pulled data from an ongoing study of more than 1,000 children born in New Zealand in 1972 and 1973. The children's parents were asked about their kids' thumb-sucking and nail-biting habits 4 times. So the kids were 5, 7, 9, and 11. Researchers also tested the children for allergies using a skin prick test when they were 13 and followed up when the kids were 32. It turned out that 38% of the children who had sucked their thumbs or bit their nails had at least one allergy, whereas kids who did not had 49% had at least one allergy. So it's not a huge difference, but it's a difference. And they say the link between these childhood habits and a lower risk of allergies was still present among the study participants when they were 32 years old. See, I bit my nails. I did not suck my thumb. I did not like sucking my thumb. I didn't really like binkies. But I always bit my nails. And I think it's because I always had chocolate or something under the nail. And I remember tasting dirt for the first time. And you want to know what? Dirt didn't taste bad. Now, I had an iron deficiency, and I really, I guess, might have been craving it, and so I would bite my nails, and my mom never knew this. She knew I had an iron deficiency and I had to be treated for it, but I would bite my nails and taste the dirt. I loved tasting the dirt under my nails. I know, I'm so stupid. I was not the smartest kid, you know, but then again, I'm really not really allergic to much. And I'm allergic to cats, even though I have 4 now. And, oh, my gosh. Oh, okay, so I'm tying my shoes. You got to hear about Snappy. Tom has not met Snappy, but Tom's going to, because, you know, I'm going to ship. I have a new kitty cat. Yeah, and so as I'm putting my work shoes on, my workout shoes on, she unties them. Then I tie them again, and she unties them. And so I'm ready to, I don't know what to do with this thing, but anyway. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.